Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, everybody. It's festive adjacent Adam Cleary here, voted the third best version of Adam Cleary. Your suggestions in the comments. And I'm here today because Disney did a madness. You remember December the 9th, don't you? Where you're just sitting there idly, just staring off into the abyss with nothing really happening and just kind of getting on with your life and hoping that you would maybe survive to see 2021 and the world return to normal. You remember that, don't you? Well, bang, said Disney, it's time to have things to live for. So yesterday, December the 10th, they had their investor call where they basically did like an Apple new product presentation of a man standing in front of a green screen telling us all the wonderful things that were about to come into our lives. And my God, were there a lot of wonderful things about to come into our lives. Now, if you want to find out about the Star Wars announcements, of which there were many, go check out What Culture Star Wars. We have covered it all there. If you want to find out about the Marvel announcements, then right here on What Culture, you can find out about all the many Marvel announcements. But I'm here today to tell you about the other stuff, which admittedly doesn't sound anywhere near as interesting as Marvel or Star Wars, but it is. Do not go anywhere. Don't click. No, stop. So, yeah, as well as taking the two biggest existing intellectual properties and then just exploding them out into like 5, 10, 15, a million new films and TV shows. They've also done that with everything else they own. And, well, long story short, Disney's going to be incredibly busy over the next few years. But thankfully, I, your dutiful YouTube presenter, have rounded them all up for you here. You are welcome, because my name is Adam Cleary and these are 12 huge announcements from the Disney Investor Day. Number 12, A Diary of a Wimpy Kid film. Now, yes, you are right, there are already a number of very successful Diary of a Wimpy Kid films, but they were made by 20th Century Fox, who Disney have now obviously purchased, and they are not ones to sleep on a hit, are Disney, so they've announced a brand new film in the series with artwork which looks not unlike Jeff Kinney's original books. Now, if you're not already familiar, Diary of a Wimpy Kid is about the diary of a wimpy kid. He's called Greg, he's in middle school, he is a total weed, and he draws things in his diary, and they get wonderfully animated. They have sold 250 million copies worldwide, which is a lot, and I think I'm right in saying they have already adapted the first, the second, the fourth, and the ninth books. But you can tell me if I'm wrong in the comments below. No idea what this one's going to be yet, but it will be in 3D. Number 11, Moana and Tiana TV shows. Yes, for all you Disney princess fans out there, you may remember these two as the respective princesses from Moana and the Princess and the Frog. They're getting their own shows. Now, Tiana, she is getting used to being a princess in a new country because, of course, you remember, you saw that film. She falls for Prince Naveen at the end of that movie. That's coming in 2021. And Moana, she's just going to be exploring the Pacific Islands and doing loads of mythological things. That comes in 2022. Now, as well as that, although we don't have a lot of information on it, there's going to be something for Big Hero 6's Baymax. He gets his own show. And there's a Zootopia spin-off as well. But as I say, we don't know anything about those yet. Number 10, Disney Pixar animated series. All right, we have several new series coming to Disney Plus that are kind of based off the original Pixar movies. And the first is Doug Days. You remember Doug? He was the dog from Up. He's getting his own series of adventures, which is cool. Lightning McQueen gets his own series as well as some other characters from Cars. Now, yes, I know they did technically do a spin-off of Cars already and it was called Planes, but apparently for you continuity heads out there, this will be not connected in any way at all, leading to all sorts of questions about like different Cars realities and stuff like that. Anyway, forget about it. Lightning McQueen, he gets his own show. Now, last up, this one is brand new. It's called Win or Lose, and it is about a high school softball team who are about to go and have a very, very big game. And each episode focuses on a different point of view of somebody on that team. And it basically surrounds the same events and the same thing happening, but from different people's perspectives, which is quite interesting sounding, so we'll watch out for that one. Number 9, a Buzz Lightyear spin-off. This is actually, this is really fun. Buzz Lightyear is back, except it's not, Tim Allen. He is out the picture for this one. It is still Buzz Lightyear, but also, it's Chris Evans! Does kind of make sense. This is not some big, like, shun on Tim Allen's part. This is set during his younger days in Star Command, so they've got a slightly younger voice to voice him. And it looks pretty much one of the most exciting things they announced, because Toy Story's never had a proper, actual, real spin-off of its main cast at any point. Yes, I know they do little bits here and there, but nothing as substantial as this, and here we go, Buzz Lightyear in Star Command. Of course, not to be confused with Buzz Lightyear Star Command the cartoon, because that's something entirely different. My question here is this, because he's not actually, he's not a Space Ranger though, is he? Because he's a toy. It's the whole premise of the first film, you are a toy, but now we get to see his backstory as a space, kind of confusing, but I'm here for it. Anyway, they're calling it Lightyear and it will be along in July 2022, so set your faces to moist. Number 8, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers live action film. John Mulaney and Andy Samberg are going to be voicing Chip and Dale respectively. It is both a reboot and a live action hybrid, and it is being written by the crew from The Lonely Island. You can't see it because it's below the camera, but I'm rubbing my thighs. Yes, that's Big John you know from Big Mouth, and of course Andy, depending on your age, you either know from Brooklyn Nine-Nine or the Jizz in My Pants video. That's cool, Seth Rogen, he's going to be involved as well. It's going to be along midpoint of 2022, and it's set in a world where cartoon characters and real people mingle, just like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, objectively the best animated film of all time. No ads, please. Can't wait. Number 7, Raya and the Last Dragon. Alright, so this isn't like a new announcement or anything. Raya and the Last Dragon has been announced by Disney for some time. It's the new Pixar film. It's really exciting. It is about a girl and her dragon. The announcement here, though, is it's coming to Disney Plus, following in the footsteps of Mulan. Oh no, Adam, I really wanted to watch this. This has been, I've got to drop like 25 quid, however much it was to watch Mulan. The premium price point, I don't want to pay that. Well, you don't have to. The part of the announcement was that it's just going to be on Disney Plus. You're not gonna have to reach into your digital back pocket and find whatever changes down your digital sofa. I've lost this metaphor entirely. It's just, it's included, basically. March the 5th, 2021 for that one. And if you are worried that perhaps cinemas are dead forever and entirely, well, I have nothing I can say which will reassure you. Number 6, a Percy Jackson series. Now, Percy Jackson was basically, I think, a load of Americans sitting down and going, nobody over here will read Harry Potter, let's write our own version, and then being drastically mistaken about the upcoming popularity of those books. So, didn't really do everything it was supposed to, but it did get made into two films, and fans of those films were big fans of those films. And now series creator Rick Riordan, he has teased a brand new series centered around that universe. We don't know hardly anything about it yet. Story, characters, time frame, anything, but it is set in the Percy Jackson universe and it is coming to Disney Plus. Now the really exciting bit about this for fans of this series is that Rick himself is pretty much involved with absolutely everything. If you cast your mind back, he did not like the films because they aged up the characters to make it a bit more like dangerous and sexy when it was in fact just a load of children's books. So he has got a guiding hand over all of this, so it will be true to the source material. That's it, that's all I've got for that one. No casting, no release, nothing. You'll just have to wait and see when it comes. Number 5, Iwaju. All right, so Iwaju, and I did practice that pronunciation before I came on, but I'm still not totally sure I got it right. Apologies if not. Anyway, this is a collaboration between Disney and the Pan-African entertainment company, Kigali. Now, we don't know too much about this, but it is coming to Disney Plus in 2022. It is set in Lagos, and it is science fiction. It focuses on, like, class and challenging the status quo, and it sounds quite exciting. Quite an interesting story behind this, actually, because Jennifer Michelle Lee, who is Disney's chief creative officer, apparently read an article on the BBC about a comic book that was going to kick Disney's ass, and then just went out and bought it instead. Like, didn't want to compete with it, so just thought, we'll all be one happy family. So that's either, depending on your point of view, that's either a really nice story about cooperation in a creative circle, or just capitalism's terrifying, isn't it? You won't compete with us, because we'll own you. Anyway, it's an animated long-form comic book series that's going to bring in a whole host of diversity and telling of stories and cultural whatnot, so it looks and sounds pretty cool. Lin-Manuel Miranda returns to Disney with Encanto. Encanto, they didn't say the name in the trailer, so I'm not entirely sure, but it's gonna be set in Colombia and focuses around a family who all have magical powers. Except for the youngest girl in the family, who has none. Now, admittedly, Disney does already have a rich history of exploring South American and Latin cultures. Coco was absolutely exceptional in that capacity, so this isn't exactly them stepping foot into uncharted territory. But nonetheless, Columbia is a film you tend not to see in nice animated children's things and more in documentaries. I'll stop there. Who's in it? We don't know. When's it coming out? We don't know. Anything else about it, Adam? Absolutely not. It's just a name and a 30-second trailer, but it does look gorgeous. Number three, Disney Pixar movie news. All right, so Disney Pixar's next animated film is going to be in June 2021, Luca. Luca Portorosco, the central character. Apparently, it's going to be set in an Italian little town with one boy having the summer of his life, full of pasta and gelato, and don't know how old he is, but presumably too many bottles of red wine. That's how it went for me. Anyway, it's just a nice feel-good story about a nice time and nice weather, because you remember when you could travel and do things? And speaking of highly relatable, in March 2022, we're going to be getting Turning Red, which is a story about a girl who literally turns into a giant red panda whenever she gets too excited. Now, I do the same thing, but metaphorically. You figure it out. Number two, live-action Disney Plus films. All right, so you know Disney really likes to do the live-action remakes of all their classical films. Well, they ain't stopping at The Jungle Book. They're gonna do a few more, so just sit down. All right, this is genuinely true. First up is gonna be Pinocchio, and guess who's playing Geppetto? Tom Hanks! How good casting is that? Then after that, they're gonna do Peter Pan, and guess who's playing Captain Hook? Jude Law! This is Disney. Look, one, out the park. Two, out the park. Apparently, they're both already in the early stages of production, so they'll be along sooner than you think. There's also going to be a third Sister Act film. Whoopi Goldberg is literally returning to do another Sister Act film. There's going to be a second Enchanted film. Amy Adams is literally coming back to do another Enchanted film. And there's also going to be a live-action prequel to The Lion King, directed by Barry Jenkins, who did Moonlight! Genuinely, massively on board with all this. No firm details for any of them yet in terms of release dates, but my God, good work. Number one, the Alien TV series. All right, this is the bit you're all waiting for. Disney now own Alien, and the first thing they're gonna do is make a TV show. All right, so what we do know is that Noah Hawley is going to be making this. Noah Hawley is absolutely excellent. We already know that. They're trying to get Ridley Scott involved as executive producer. That is unconfirmed at this stage, and it's not going to be on Disney Plus. It's going to be on FX. All right, so it's going to be set in the not too distant future right here on Earth, which makes it the first Alien property to be set on our home planet. Sorry, what's that? Oh, you count Alien versus Predator, do you? Get out. The rumors are that it's going to take the horror of Alien and combine it with the action of Aliens, easily the two best installments in the entire franchise. If I can find that kind of vibe somewhere in the middle, I'll be watching that. Now I'm just gonna hold my hands up here. This is not personally how I would like to see an Alien thing done. I don't know what left they've got to tell. And the horror of it all, the real cut and thrust of Alien, was the literal isolation, the being stranded in space alone with a terrifying monster. I don't know how scary that's gonna be right here on Earth in the not too distant future, but I like Aliens, a good property. I will watch the hell out of this. But whatever happens with it, with so many misfires in the Alien franchise, with films getting announced and then cancelled, and ideas coming and going, and rumours being here nor there, and, well, Covenant, it's nice to see them actually doing something with it. I like Alien. I keep saying this. I like Alien. Do more Alien.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.